Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News Time is now 8:30 on the dot. It is Newsmaker two-time here today. Andrew Cahoon of Flint Hills Technical College joins us as we have another preview of the upcoming The Cut.
Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Outstanding. Well, things are moving forward with The Cut coming up. And what's left here for the preparation side of things between now and coming up next week?
You know, I think we're down to just limited things left to do. Making sure that we have our mystery items for the contestants to use from their basket. And we are doing a tented event outdoors, so we're going to get that set up here next week and get those heaters in and just last-minute things. I think we're almost set to go.
Yeah, coming up Thursday, November 4th out at Flint Hills Technical College. And let's talk about the CUT competition this year. It is, Andrea, an all-star competition, correct?
It is. We were very excited to bring back the winners of the four previous seasons. It just seemed appropriate for year five. And I spoke recently about the fact that we're wanting to ramp up our alumni program, and that's something that I'm working on. And so it's fun to be able to bring alum back and kind of have a little homecoming for them.
And also, I would imagine, too, get a chance to reminisce on specifically, you know, not just their experiences with the cut, but their experiences after the cut when it comes to the restaurateur industry.
Absolutely. We're excited to see, you know, really their talent as they've been out in the workforce and been able to be in the industry. And I think that that's really going to bring, you know, another layer to the event. And I'm just excited to see the competition. I think that they'll really, really impress all of us, and it's just going to be a fun time.
Well, and I think, too, Andrea, this is a great opportunity to showcase the outstanding culinary arts department that you have at the Tech College and all of the renovations and upgrades that you've recently made.
Yes, it's been fantastic to see that new space in action this school year. Really, really neat facility. If you haven't been out to see it, we would be happy to give tours because it is fantastic. That area is really state of the art, and we're very proud of it. So it'll be neat to be able to, you know, you'll actually get to see the live action on the TVs from the tent, and so you'll get to see that space from the cameras. But we would be happy to show you in more detail at a later time as well.
Andrea, this is such a huge, or has developed into such a huge event right now for the college, specifically the hospitality and culinary arts department, but also for instructional, the multimedia design team here, because you have one side which is being featured, but the other side which is doing the featuring here over the last 4 years. And it's been really cool to watch both departments really interact and thrive here as a result of this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Our multimedia design program, you know, they're the ones that are behind the scenes. You're not going to see much of them, but they're the ones pushing the buttons and doing the hard work. And it'll be neat to see it all come together live, you know, in that tent for the audience. And these students, some of them, it's their first time doing this. So I'm sure that, you know, we'll get to see education happening, and I'm sure they'll feel a little nervous, but it'll be great. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, that for folks who may not be aware, The Cut is a competition that kind of mirrors Chopped that you see on the Food Network, but this is FHTC's The Cut competition. So how exactly does this all play out, Andrea?
I'm glad you asked, because I'm sure there are people who aren't familiar. So we will start with four competitors, and they will get to do a 25-minute appetizer round. They will have a basket of mystery ingredients, so they won't be familiar with what those ingredients are, but they will be required to use each of them in their dish. And so when that 25 minutes is over, they'll present their dishes to the judges, and then at the end of that judging, one of those contestants will be cut. And so that means that then The three remaining contestants will go into a 35-minute entree round. And, again, they'll have a basket of mystery ingredients, and their dishes will get judged. And then the final round is the dessert round, which will be a 35-minute. Again, 35 minutes. And the final judging takes place, and the winner is announced at that point.
All right. So is there a big prize for the winner? How does this work?
There is. We actually, I don't know if this is top secret or not, but I don't think it's too big of
a deal. Not now.
Let her rip, Andrea.
Right. We actually, we got a recommendation for a knife, and it's, I don't know much about, I mean, I like a good knife, but this is apparently a really cool knife. And we were able to get it engraved with the Cut logo and some verbiage about being the All-Star Champion, and we're really excited about it. It's a really cool piece, and we hope that they like it as well. So we're hoping it's a treasure for them and something they'll be excited to win.
I'll tell you what, you have to have a great knife in your arsenal to be
so true.
A good chef.
Yep,
there's
yep,
no
yep.
doubt about that. That is,
yes.
That's for sure. Okay, now, if you want to attend and be a part of this outstanding evening, how does this all work? You mentioned you're getting big tents ready. So how will this setup lay out, Andrea?
So we still have tickets available. They are becoming limited. We're selling them pretty quickly. But you're welcome to go on to our fhtc.edu/foundation site to purchase them online. They are $15 a piece. Or you're absolutely welcome to call the office. Our phone number is 620-341-1380. We can help you by phone. If there are tickets available, which I'm not sure that there will be by next week, but if there are, then we will have tickets available at the door, and we'll try to keep everybody posted on that progress or that status. And so we'll have a table set up, and we'll be checking guests in starting at 5:30, and then the event will start at 6 o'clock sharp.
All right, and for the $10, obviously, you get to view all of the Cut action as it happens, live and direct. And what will be available for the viewers as far as, well, food, beverages, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so it's $15 for a ticket. But they,
guests,
that's okay. Guests will get to sample appetizers that are made from the culinary department. They have a whole spread of things planned, so we're excited to see what they present for us. And we also will have some warm beverages, so we'll have coffee and hot chocolate. And then Radius will be here with a cash bar. So we've got lots of things going, and again, we're just really excited. I know I keep saying that, but it's true.
Indeed. This is, I think, really, it's a natural connection here to the event's early history to have an all-star event coming up. I wanted to ask you, and I know you're relatively new to the Cut, and there's other staffers that would have some perspective on this, but are you hearing anything about really, I guess, maybe the buzz around this from maybe a statewide level or maybe even just a regional level here for the Cut and what this has meant here for the specific programs involved along with the college?
Well, I have heard other people from the institution mentioned that the Cut is something that's not done regionally, and we have had people tell us that this is something that can really drive our program forward, and it's something that really should bring attention regionally, and so it's really exciting for us. You know, we're hearing that from chefs that are from other parts of the country, and so people are really, really impressed with the event. And if you haven't been here, if you haven't seen it, I came as a guest a few years ago before working in this position, and it is impressive. It's really cool to see how it all comes together, and there's just a lot of detail and a lot of work that goes into the event, but you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, I had the good fortune of being a judge for year one, which was a really tasty experience, I can tell you that, and very entertaining as well. And I'll tell you what, these chef competitors, 35 minutes have never seemed so short in time-wise.
Very true.
When it comes down to 35 minutes. Do you have, I think you have, what, each round is sponsored? Do you get a sponsor for all of your rounds, Andrea?
We do. So we have an event sponsor, which is Radius Brewing Company, and we're grateful for their continued support. And then we have our round sponsors. We have Ben E. Keith Company. They're the appetizer sponsor for round one. We have Guffler Mansion. They're our entree sponsor for round two. And Emporia Country Club is our round three dessert sponsor. And we also need to give a special shout-out to Sutherland's Lumber Company.
Okay, there's the shout-out. Nicely done. And who are your judges this year, Andrea?
Our judges, we have Chef Gus Bays. He's, you know, been in it for the long haul, so of course we're grateful for his continued willingness to help. And we have Chef Darren Bontrager. He'll be new this year joining us. And Jody Heerman, she purchased the chance to be the guest judge from our gala last spring. So we're excited for her to get to participate in that way.
All right, so it is the cut coming up November 4th. That is a Thursday at Flint Hills Technical College. Again, Andrea, how can we get our tickets? We better not wait, huh?
Yes, I would not suggest waiting too long because they are selling quickly, and we only have, last I checked, about 60 left. And you can go to our website, fhtc.edu/foundation. You'll scroll near the bottom, and you're going to see the cut, and you'll be able to purchase tickets there. If you're not comfortable purchasing them online, you're welcome to stop by the college. We can get you directed to our office in the foundation. We could help you in person, or you're welcome to call, and we can help you by phone, 620-341-1380.
Sounds like fun. Thank you, Andrea.
Thanks, Andrea.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Andrea Cahoon, Flint Hills Technical College. The cut is coming Thursday, November 4th. Chuck?
All right. And don't forget to call 341-1380 if you'd like more information or to get your tickets ordered here this week before those do get sold out. Don't forget, we've got one more interview coming up here before the morning show is out. Jackie Wellnitz joins us to talk about the work of Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County. It's our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight coming up here shortly on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. Craig Barnwell, CB Financial. 842, cloudy, 48 degrees. Good morning.
The FDA is expected to today approve Pfizer's vaccine for children ages 5 to